Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Hey.
It's Friday, so it means that we get to have some fun with our best bud, Jenna. Hey, bud.
Hey, buds.
Hi, how are you?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
Happy 2020. I know we've already seen each other in 2020,
we
but
have.
It still feels fresh.
It does.
So, 2020, new beginnings, new items.
New items.
From the bud family, so we're very excited about that. Obviously,
so, we're
going to
try some
about.
Beers.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk a little bit about the big game on Sunday, and we're going to put the hot light on Jenna.
That's
we're
right.
We're going to try to get the commercial out of her.
See if she can give
us...
Because
I know she knows.
What today, what do we have here? Because I'll be honest, it looks like it's not a real... Like, it's in like a test bottle.
So, this is not what will hit the shelf.
Yeah, okay.
But you guys actually are going to be tasting some test beers that we receive... In the warehouse, so these aren't something that like are even in our warehouse in production, like in package yet.
That's so
they
cool.
literally have a label that say "not for resale." This is a test beer.
A test beer.
And it's funny because like I actually have two different ones here today. They have like we have to like figure out which one it is. I'm like, which one could that be? I'm not sure. Like I'm trying to figure it out.
So do they all look like that when you test them when they come out?
You know what's funny is like some like this is like the first year they've really done this.
Yeah.
And so like we've had like four or five like all the seltzers came. The ones we're trying today came this way. We've got a couple other ones that came in cans like this. So they've started to do that I think because they really just want to make sure that they don't hit the market at all.
Yeah.
You know, previous to their STR, which means sales to retailers. So.
I did some testing in college to make a little extra money. That was not fun. This, I got a feeling, is going to be fun.
Yes.
So what do we have first?
Okay, so we are going to try, again, we talked about FMBs being huge.
Yes.
This is going to be the Rita Fizz. So you guys remember the Ritas, right?
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
those,
yeah.
Those were huge, right? Like back, they kind of like reinvigorated the FMB game.
For
right?
sure.
Like, so they kind of reinvigorated all those big, like, you know, hard drinks that are malt beverage
yeah.
and really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So as we know, everyone's kind of going into the better for you, lighter seltzer, mm-hmm. lower carb, lower calorie. So and more like cocktail spritzers, if you will.
Yeah.
So the Rita family is still has a lot of the Ritas, but they are reinvigorating themselves with having some more of that sparkling, a little bit less sugar, a little less calorie,
gotcha.
A little bit more traditional cocktail. So this is going to be the Rita Fizz Cosmo.
Rita Fizz Cosmo. Okay.
Yes.
Right here. Thank you.
Yep.
What are you doing, Hunter?
Giving him a sign.
Oh, horsing around.
And they're going to have different flavors of this. This one's actually passion fruit.
Oh, my God. That is good.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Wait, that's beer?
Woo!
Yep. Well,
it's malt.
Kinda.
Yeah. Wow.
It is technically. It falls in that category.
Oh, my God.
What does that taste like? It tastes like a... Oh, man.
I think it kind of tastes more like mango, but it's passion fruit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I don't really know, like, I don't eat a lot of passion fruit.
Yeah.
So.
No, I had a big passion fruit year, but it's been a while since I've
okay.
had it. That is yep. delicious.
Yeah, oh so my God, really delicious. The marketing on it's really great. It's got the real, like, sparkling looking, like, Cosmo. It's going to be big. It's not here yet. There'll be a sampler pack. There'll be individual flavors. So it's kind of falling in line with the Rita family, but kind of falling suit to what's happening in the market with all the different cocktail FMBs and ready to drink. Right?
That was delicious. I just,
seriously though.
I responsibly slammed that.
Yeah,
I responsibly slammed that drink.
Responsibly.
All right. What's the next one that we have?
So here? The next one I mentioned last time I was here, and I think this is going to be a great, great winner. You guys all know about like Bud Light Lime,
mm-hmm.
how successful that was when they came out with that. I think it was like in 2007 or 2008
yeah.
that launched. And, you know, over the years, they've had like Bud Light Orange, and that one did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the one that they had out really didn't do so hot. So they came out with Bud Light Lemonade this year.
Yes.
And all of us were kind of like, oh, I wonder what this is going to be like, right? I'm telling you, it's delicious. We've sampled with other people. We're really excited about it. It's going to be a great summer beer.
Uh-huh.
It's got great looking packaging. It's going to be part of a variety pack that will have like Bud Light Orange. They call it the peels.
Okay.
They have Bud Light Orange, Bud Light Lime, and Bud Light Lemonade.
Oh, you make me, I want to put my toes in the sand right now.
Yeah,
just
seriously.
Talking about this.
Yep.
All right.
So they'll have cans. So they're very, you know, accessible, of course, bottles. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like
Thank
a,
you.
In my opinion, I'll let you guys try it, but...
Because there's no glass on the beach, bro.
That's right.
There's no alcohol on the beach, Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, that's fantastic. It's not, I was expecting, because like the passion fruit had a really, like, it hit you.
Yep. This is the lemonade.
This is the lemonade.
That is nice and smooth. It's not overpowering, not too tart.
Yep.
It's honestly, you know what it's like? It's like the lemonade I make now as an adult where instead of the 9 things of sugar that I put in,
yes,
it's nice and subtle,
yep,
and really, really just crisp.
Yep. So a lot of us obviously know about shandies, right? Mm-hmm. This kind of reminds me of a shandy.
It's exactly, yes, that's it.
We actually a lot of times would make our own, and we would use like Stella in lemonade, or we'd use Bud Light in lemonade.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think people were kind of like, hey, that's a really good, everyone likes that. It still tastes like beer.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely a beer profile here. It's not like, you know, the FMB we just tried,
yep,
is definitely like sweet. It doesn't taste like beer. This actually, you can taste Bud Light.
Absolutely.
You know, so just mm-hmm, nice lemon flavors, but
oh,
definitely some beer in there.
Summertime in a glass. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more. We're going to talk about the big game. We're going to talk about another fun event coming up here for wintertime. So mm-hmm, stick around. It's Hey Bud on the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, Jenna. Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. It's Friday. We are doing some sampling here responsibly, of course.
Yeah, you going to finish yours, by the way?
I already did. Yeah. How dare you? Don't you dare touch my glass.
Eyeballing that the whole break.
And I get the rest of the bottles, too. All right. Now, obviously, the big game is Sunday.
Big game Sunday.
Everyone knows with the big game, Budweiser is involved. You guys pretty much have set the standard when it comes to commercials. Are there some new ones that are going to be this year?
Yes. So you'll see a commercial from Budweiser, which, again, they always do a great job with. Mm-hmm. They know how to, like, pull in the whole, like, America,
yep,
Clydesdales, all that kind of stuff,
yep,
you know.
Yep.
So I'm excited about that always. I always look forward to the Budweiser commercial. They're going to have a Michelob Ultra commercial. As we know, that is the biggest brand trending.
Mm-hmm.
It's our biggest bet, you know, in 2020 as far as market share. That, you know, it's just a big brand. So they always have great marketing, that better for you. So that's going to be wonderful to look for. Pure Gold, which is their USD certified organic beer, which has become mm-hmm, a really big thing,
mm-hmm,
will also have a commercial, which is pretty exciting. Like,
oh,
they're
nice.
You know, they're taking that second brand from Michelob Ultra, and they're highlighting it for the big game.
It's got to be kind of tough too, because you guys got a lot of great new products out there, and it's
mm-hmm,
like, all right, which one do we showcase?
Sure.
That's really gonna, you know, I mean, everyone knows Budweiser. You can go
yep,
back to the Frogs and to the Clydesdales,
yep,
but you have so many delicious, like the ones that we tried today.
Correct.
What's coming out. So
yep,
a lot of different outlets that you guys
yes,
got to find there.
Yeah.
So.
And then I'm really excited about the Bud Light Seltzer commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all know Post Malone, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So he's
yeah,
huge this Super Bowl mm-hmm, right now. He's just on fire with commercials.
Yeah.
I've heard he's doing Doritos as well as...
Good Lord.
Yep. As he is a huge Bud Light fan. We found out when we were in Houston. They did this whole presentation. He's a huge Bud Light fan. And so they said, well, who better would we not do with Bud Light Seltzer and, you know, Bud Light?
Yeah.
So the really cool thing is you can go online right now and go to his Twitter page and you can pick which commercial you want to air.
Oh,
so
no,
there's two versions of the Bud Light Seltzer commercial. They're both hilarious.
Yeah.
Both great. And he's allowing his fans to choose, and that's the one that will air.
That's pretty cool.
I love that.
Yep.
So the people have a choice.
Yep. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yep. So it's really, really great. That was one of my favorites. Really funny. Really goes along with the whole vibe of,
yeah,
you know, of Bud Light and just everywhere you are, good times, you have a Bud Light, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, Post Malone's huge right now.
Yeah.
So.
You can't, he's so hot right now.
Yeah. He's so hot.
Actually, was on Ozzy's new album, believe
yeah,
it or not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he has
yeah,
a song out with him right
yep,
now.
He does.
It's too funny too, like the whole time I'm like looking at him, I'm like, gosh, I'm trying to figure all his tattoos on his face, like which ones he has.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, he's very definitely a unique human.
Legend mm-hmm, has it, it's actually a treasure map.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's pretty funny. You'll see what I'm saying when I talk about the tattoos because it's part of the commercial.
Perfect.
So
Perfect.
It's pretty funny.
Well, you guys always knock it out of the park, so we can't wait to see what the Bud family has lined up for us on Big Game Sunday. Now, we'll wrap up one last thing. You guys have a fun event coming up here.
We do.
Tell everyone about that.
Yeah, so we're really, really excited. This is our 7th annual Snow Cup Games mm-hmm, out at Swiss Valley Ski and Snowboard Area.
Perfect.
Out in Jones, Michigan. If you've never been out there, it's really, really great.
Yeah.
They do a nice job. Even when, like, you know, weather's been like how it's been, they do an awesome job, like, making sure there's snow anytime mm-hmm, they can make it. They're on top of it. They're a great family-owned business. And then, of course, Tapestry, who is one of the breweries we represent, and a great local brewery in Bridgman. They always come ready to go.
Tap
Snow Cup
takeover,
Games. Tap
you know,
Takeover.
What annual is this, do you know?
7th.
Seventh.
So
yeah,
we've been doing this 7 years, and the guys from Tapestry go out there, and they build the snow bar, like,
awesome,
type thing. And we're all out there, and we've got we'll have 6 beers on tap outside.
Perfect.
Little hot dogs going. We've got DJs going.
Yeah,
we've got
yeah,
all
yeah,
sorts of stuff. We've got, you know, people announcing the Snow Cup Games. There's a fish toss. There's a stein holding contest. There's all these things that make it a ton of fun. It goes from 1 to 8.
Perfect.
So from 1 to 5 is outside, and then you can go in the chalet and enjoy some live music.
I think it's Shallot.
Okay, shallot. I'm like, I think that tea is silent, but maybe
it's a hard tea. Shallot.
Maybe we should Google it.
It's chalet. Join them. It's always a great time.
Yeah, we try to make this event every single year. Literally, it's fun. I mean, if you like skiing, if you like snowboarding, you like just being outside and hanging out, having a good time.
Yeah,
this is the event to go to.
And what's the date on that again?
The date on that is February 8th, so that is a Saturday. And again, it starts at 1. Again, 1 to 5 will be outside with all the games going on, the DJ, the beers you can purchase. And then inside from 5 to 8, we'll have live music. So
love it.
Yep, it'll be wonderful.
Don't miss out on that. Get out there, have a good time. And of course, look for the new beers coming from the Bud family. Ooh. And if you miss anything, WIRX.com. We'll have this all podcasted. Jenna, always so good seeing you.
It is wonderful to see you. You guys have fun Sunday.
I know I am.
I am going to.
I'm going to have a blast. I'm gonna hate Monday, but I'm going to have fun on
That's
Sunday.
That's why they need to make it Saturday. I saw a kid is like petitioning for it right now.
It's taking over. I think you need to.
I hope so.
Budweiser needs to put some money behind this petition to make it happen.
Like 2 million signatures on that.
Just think about how much better it'd be for everybody.
Yeah. You know? I'd rather ruin a Sunday than a Monday. Let's do it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it again. Check out more WIRX.com. It's Hey Bud.
Hey Bud.
On the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back.